Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, Manchester United have been back in action against Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Premier League. It's New Year's Eve, it was their final match of the season, and it ended Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Manchester United 1. A massive win from a goal from bad boy Marcus Rashford. Well, I'll come to that in a moment. But a game where probably Wolves were, you could argue, the better team, but by better I mean maybe 51% to 49%, but United did create the better chances, and it sort of shows the issue around United and a striker. They need a striker, and they need to buy a striker ASAP and not wait till the end of the transfer of the January transfer window. Apparently it has to be a loan buy. United don't have enough money. They're skint, apparently. Well, incompetence in the summer was part of that, by the way they went out and spent the money in the summer when they could have spent a lot less, and then had money to fill the gaps that are clear within the team, because that talk has been, the squad has been an issue for some time. But in regards to the game, the reason they say bad boy Marcus Rashford, he was actually dropped today. It was a surprise when I saw the team news, and I thought maybe he's picked up some of this illness that has been going around Manchester United. But no, apparently, and he said it himself in the post-match interview, he overslept and missed a meeting. So he was dropped from just put on the bench, so obviously it's a minor indiscretion. And Ten Hag spoke about it being about he broke one of our rules, to the team rules, so he was put on the bench, and Garnacho started in his place. The actual full team, no Martinez not in the squad at all, so I don't know if it's, again, that's something to do, maybe it could be something to do with condition, because the reports are that he's back in training, but maybe it's about condition. Obviously Argentina did win the World Cup, he has been celebrating, so maybe Ten Hag's just saying you're not in condition to even be on the bench, which is interesting. But again, it could be caught up in the illness situation as well. So it was David De Gea in goal. It was a back four of Antoine Bissaka starting his third match in a row. Varane and Luke Shaw with Malacia as left back. Midfield was Casemiro, Eriksen and Bruno Fernandes, and then up front was Martial, Garnacho, who replaced Marcus Rashford, and Anthony on the right hand side. Yeah, these matches against Wolves have always been arm wrestles. It's never really been a good quality match, I would say. And this one was similar. I think, obviously, Wolves are in a relegation battle. They've just got a new manager as well, Lopetegui, who did Manchester United when he was with Sevilla in the Europa League a couple of seasons ago. So was it going to be, you know, concern was like, obviously, it's clearly a tricky fixture, but concern was it going to be like the Villa game when Unai Emery, who would have come in for Villa, was it going to be like that, where United were going to be basically caught cold? Obviously, they'd not played just less than sort of 72 hours before, like they had done sort of away at Sociedad before the Villa game. But that's not an excuse. You still need to turn up and perform. And did you know, what they say, in the first half, United were slow at the blocks. Wolves were right at them, but you would expect that. First home match since the World Cup break for Wolves. New manager, new outlook. That's going to happen. And United were sort of fortunate in a couple of opportunities, but Wolves, they've got similar issues to Manchester United, but even more so, where they don't really have any strikers that can do a really good job. I mean, they have got Diego Costa, who did cause issues to Luke Shaw and to Rafael Varane, but he didn't even last till after half-time. Traore was brought on in the second half. But United, as I say, they weren't great in the first half, but they did have opportunities. Garnacho had a great chance, great save from Jose Czar. Anthony had a couple of opportunities. Martial header right at the end of the half, right in front of the goal, that for some reason he didn't connect with. So it was 0-0 at half time, and then there was a half time sub with Garnacho taken off for Rashford. I just feel that was a bit harsh on Garnacho, because I didn't think he was any worse than necessarily any other player, but obviously Ten Hag just thought, right, it's time to release Rashford into the game. United were better in the second half, but I still think that it was a more even game in the second half. But Traore did score a few problems, although Malacia seemed to, towards the end of the match, get the better of him. But again, United did have various opportunities in that second half. with block shots from Anthony, who was, as I say, he saw a lot of the ball, Anthony, in the match. Say the 85 million price tag, it's not his fault, but we probably need to see a lot more from him, unfortunately, for that price. That's how it is, especially at the moment with Sancho not even being in the squad, although the rumours are that he's back in Manchester, then he'll be training with the team, because he was away in Holland, I think, for a period. He's got a free run at that right hand side, but he had a couple of shots blocked. But he was involved in the game, and I think that gives you a little bit of positivity in that regard, because against Forest, he didn't really seem to be getting involved, but much more involved within this game. Maybe it was the setup, because there was more counter attack opportunities with Wolves pushing further forward. Great block on Bruno Fernandes. As I say, him and Eriksen didn't have the greatest of games over time. Wolves were running through the midfield, and Casemiro was having to do the job for two. He should have been booked in the first half, Casemiro, for one challenge. Was it in the second half? No, I think it was the first half of a block, but he got away with it. But then he took a player out in the second half and got a deserved yellow card. But yeah, he was being over on Somerset, but there was a block against Bruno Fernandes. So the game was up for grabs, but then with 15 minutes to go, I mean, it's sod's law, Bruno Fernandes didn't have a great game, but he got an assist with a little 1-2 with Marcus Rashford, who had too much strength for Johnny. He was actually holding on to him, and it could have been a penalty possibly if he'd have gone down. But he stayed on his feet. It was a couple of weak defending, which allowed Marcus Rashford to get it basically right in front of the goal and just smashed it in from about, I think it was what it seemed to be from about 5 or 6 yards, maybe it was about 10 yards or so, just outside the 6 yard box. And that was essentially the winning goal. There was a second goal for Rashford when he was moved actually into the centre position. But unfortunately, the ball hit his hand to go in the net. It's irritating because he wasn't trying to get an advantage. But unfortunately, that those are the rules nowadays. If it hits your hand and goes in the back of the net directly, you do not get the goal. But then right at the end, and people forget this, brilliant save from David De Gea from a corner. The Wolves were piling on the pressure from a corner. Brilliant, a header from Jimenez. You know, it was point blank, but you have to make that save. And I think from what they said on the TV, I think that's David De Gea, 176 clean sheets, second most ever for a Manchester United goalkeeper, with only Peter Schmeichel ahead of him, I think four ahead of him. So he may get to that level before the end of the season, with the defence as it is, defending well. And that's to say, that's with Luke Shaw, who obviously against Forest had a good game. From watching the game, you could see at times he had to sort of work out, especially in the first half when I was behind the goal. Then you could see that he was sort of working out where to be, and he was sometimes caught out of position. But today was always going to be a much thinner test, and he came through that very well. And he had a good performance along with Rafael Varane. I would have probably given Varane man of the match, but Rashford did get it because he got the winner. I think I think Rashford's got man of the match at times when Casemiro should get man of the match. But as I say, the goals do win games, but the key at Manchester United has been, usually before, they could score goals, but they have problems in midfield and they have problems defensively. But those issues are not resolved because, remember, Wolves are in the relegation zone. They don't have, they can't score, they're not scoring many goals. So against better teams with better quality forwards, then United, there may be further issues from United, and in the midfield as well. If Fernandes and Eriksen, who are clearly the first choice, along with Casemiro, they've got to do their defensive duties as well and make sure they're in positions to stop counter attacks, even if it's just being a body in place. But that's a massive win for Manchester United. They moved up into fourth place in the Premier League. I mean, Spurs, I think that's with the same number of games as Spurs, I think, because they do have a couple in hand, or one behind, I think, because of the games that were cancelled for the Queen's funeral and the issues around that. So they've moved up into fourth. But it's about building upon that. Bournemouth come to Old Trafford on Tuesday night, a match which people will look at and think, well, United should win that one, but you still need to turn up, you still need to perform, and with matches coming thick and fast and with the squad, it'll be interesting to see how he picks his team. You would hope Martinez is back by then. Probably, I would have thought he would come in, to be fair, into that team. We don't know what the situation is with him though, so we'll have to wait and see what kind of shape he's in. But if he's back training, Dallow's been seen back training as well, so that is important to Manchester United to have that. And as my friend Adam messaged me about the Aaron Wan-Bissaka's performance, he's played well in the three games, and you know, I just replied back about Wan-Bissaka's sulking. I've criticised the situation with Aaron Wan-Bissaka because I think Ten Hag wanted him out. He wanted another right back in. The club said, no, you have to keep him. Wan-Bissaka salts because Erik ten Hag basically just said, don't want you anywhere near the squad. Apparently he was ill and injured. Not totally convinced that that's the reason that he wasn't the same player. I mean, it's not unfortunate, but Dallow basically literally played every game. I think he might have missed just one game. Gets injured in the World Cup, but it will give Dallow a kick up his backside to think, well, there's somebody else there that can take my place, and that's how it should be. It's a squad game. You need to have players who don't just think I can just turn up and play and do whatever I want. I mean, Marcus Rashford didn't necessarily, obviously he didn't think that because you just oversleep. Anybody could oversleep, but if you oversleep and miss an important meeting, then there can be consequences, and Ten Hag has set that up. The consequence is you don't start the game. And, you know, it worked for Ten Hag because Rashford came off the bench at half-time and scored the winner. So Ten Hag looks like the main man, and that's fair enough. That's management can work that way. He's made errors early on in the season, and he got criticised for them. So the credit comes when you make decisions that do come off for you. So Aaron Wan-Bissaka is a situation where he possibly could have been sold, but could he stay in January? Because we do need a backup right back. I don't think Brandon Williams is the answer, but if Aaron Wan-Bissaka keeps playing well, that opportunity is there. But again, with the amount of fixtures that are coming up, you will want Dallow to come back and to maybe play against Bournemouth. But we'll see, because there are a lot of matches. Say Bournemouth game is just 3 days away. So these are the things that sort of with the squad and the issues around the squad and the fact that the people off the pitch basically are not helping the manager in any way, shape or form, which is not a new story for Manchester United, basically. But they're the ones that always get the consequences, whilst the people above, like Richard Arnold, who's been culpable of Ed Woodward, oh, well, we'll just promote you. John Murtough was culpable of Ed Woodward, oh, we'll just promote you. Those things shouldn't be happening. There should be consequences for the players when they make mistakes. There should be consequences for the people running the football club, but there isn't, because it's all about parasitic scum just trying to asset strip and bleed the club dry whilst they get their 4, 5, 6 billion or whatever they want for the club in the sale. So as I say, that's going to be an ongoing thing, and let's just hope the new owners are going to try and build the football club as a football club and have that as its priority. There's issues with the football ground, there are issues with the squad. It's going to take a lot of money and a lot of actual people who know what they're doing, which is something that Manchester United do not have on the board and running this football club off the pitch. But anyway, huge win for Manchester United. Excellent result. They can go into the new year in positive spirits, but they've got to be back to it on Tuesday night, a match that I'll be at, and let's hope they can still got the 3 points. As I say, it's Tuesday night, and then another 3 days it's Everton at home in the FA Cup. So as I say, the matches keep on coming, and a few days after that it's Charlton before Manchester Derby, and then Arsenal, and then hopefully not a replay in the FA Cup, but hopefully whatever happens against Everton on Friday, it just needs to be a win. I think they should both agree. Can we just go to penalties after the match? anyway, thanks for listening. All the pods up at the usual place, up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Podomatic, Amazon Music. So go search MUFC Global, and it will come up in your favourite search engine. Like, comment, share and subscribe. Let me know what you think. So on to Bournemouth Tuesday night. Have a happy new year, everybody, and I will be back after the Bournemouth game. Work the next day after that as well. Hey ho, but that's it. world goes on into 2023 very soon, and it's been a very good end to 2022 for Manchester United. Thanks for listening.